Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're switching gears, and this is a good story, and it involves Mizzou, and it's very rare you're going to hear those words come out of my mouth, but hats off. We got to give some love here to the SEC. An ESPN host chokes on his food in a restaurant, Scott, for minutes.
Oh, God. He is choking.
So a Mizzou fan stepped in and, quote, saved my life.
Who's the sportscaster?
See if we can find this audio from Peter Burns, ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Choking on a piece of food for several minutes at a Columbia, Missouri restaurant, ESPN host Peter Burns saw his life flash before his eyes. Quoting here from Burns, "It's at that moment, man, I realized I don't know if I'm going to live." Burns is an SEC Network anchor and national radio host for ESPN Radio, and he retold this story on his show Monday. Finally, a University of Missouri fan saw what was happening, stepped in, and rescued the TV personality, giving him a new appreciation on life. There's a photo of the sports guy here pointing to the man who saved his life. He's wearing a Mizzou Dad t-shirt, okay? And this is his post on social media. Quick thread. "This man saved my life Friday night in Columbia, Missouri. Mr. Jack Foster, a Mizzou football fan. While at dinner with our SEC Network crew, I began to choke on a piece of food. I immediately knew it was serious and motioned to our table that I couldn't breathe." Apparently no one at his table knew CPR. Or the Heimlich.
The Heimlich.
This Mizzou dad did. Burns was at Bud's Classic Barbecue in Columbia on Friday, September 13th, ahead of ESPN's coverage of the Mizzou football game against Boston College. He swallowed a piece of steak and realized, quote, something's not right.
I'll be darned.
A member of his party, here we go, tried applying the Heimlich, as did the owner of the restaurant. Neither one of them was successful. About a minute and a half into the situation. So watch that clock,
God.
Scott. Do you know how long a minute and a half is?
Well, when you have something stuck in your throat and you can't breathe,
a minute and a half in, a nurse was called over to help. He, too, could not dislodge the food. Quoting here, 2 minutes into this, I started getting blurry-eyed and started to black out.
He said in his thread, it was surreal. I could hear everyone talking and doing everything they could to help, but it wasn't working.
Jack Foster, the Mizzou fan who was at the restaurant with his family, gave it one last try and proved to be just the person to save Burns as he recently went through CPR certification and how to save someone from choking. Foster was the fourth person to attempt to save Burns and was finally able to dislodge the food, quote, right as I was losing consciousness.
Thank God.
That training is why I am here today. I am so thankful for him and all involved that helped me save my life. He was emotional as he thanked Foster and retold that story. He does have four cracked ribs, but quote, I've never been so happy, he says.
Well, I bet that's right. Did he do the broadcast on Saturday? Does it say?
We need to look and see, because I'm looking at the thread, but I do want to say this. Look, the size of the Missouri dad that saved his life, of Jack, he is a kind of a normal-sized guy.
Think of a 50-year-old dad with a little bit of dad bod.
Little bit of a dad bod, but kind of has some broad shoulders. I would love to know, was the owner of the restaurant, the nurse, who was a man, and the person at the table also of similar stature?
Or they were probably smaller in stature.
Could they not get their arms around him? Because I'm going to tell you this now. The ESPN host guy looks like he's about 170 pounds.
Yeah, he's skinny.
Fit.
Yeah, he's skinny.
He is fit.
Fit. All right, fine.
Meaning, like, most people would be able to get around, get your arms around him and do that maneuver.
I'm trying to see if this USA... Did you read from the USA Today?
No, I was reading from his thread.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if he did the broadcast on Saturday.
Man, I'm telling you, 2 minutes without oxygen.
Oh, I don't know that I could do that.
I think I'd be grabbing for a knife and try to go in through my throat.
I don't think he had a choice.
I think that would definitely kill you.
No. Like, if you do it correctly, which I wouldn't know how to do.
A self-tracheotomy?
What else are you going to do, Sam? You're dying. Like, at that point, I'm flinging myself over a chair. Hopefully someone called 911, but the problem with calling 911 is, let's say you're put on hold. Yeah. Let's say the ambulance is 3 minutes away. You don't have 3 minutes.
No.
You have not been breathing now for... Let me ask you this. If someone after 4 minutes or 3 minutes goes unconscious because there is food lodged in their throat, do the chest compressions, would that keep your brain alive?
You're not getting any oxygen. Your brain needs oxygen.
Dan.
What, is he a doctor now?
Yes. If someone is choking,
yes,
like this ESPN analyst, and 3 minutes go by, and now you are bye-bye.
And they lose consciousness.
Will the chest compressions help until paramedics can get there and try to get the food out?
Well, that becomes the food lodged, in a sense, becomes a secondary issue.
Right.
The main issue is keeping them alive. And so if they go unconscious and lose pulse, et cetera, et cetera.
You still want to do the chest compressions.
You start the chest compressions.
But your brain wouldn't get fresh oxygen.
It would at least keep your body. I think it would, Scott.
You would keep the blood pumping through the body.
Yeah.
And there's still a little bit of residual. But that's just what you do. If somebody goes down and they lose consciousness after choking... And there's no pulse, et cetera, et cetera.
I need to put a disclaimer in here right now. We are not a financial institution, nor do we give financial advice. And I'm not doubting what you're saying.
No,
we're also not medical experts, and we don't give medical advice.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, with in the absence, three different people tried the Heimlich on this guy, Dan. Right. It was the fourth guy, happened to be a Mizzou fan, who came over and was like, all right, let's try it again.
Yeah, but just
boom,
because
and it was steak.
This is the strangest conversation we've ever had on the show because none of us have advanced degrees. Just because you go unconscious doesn't mean your heart stops beating.
There is still oxygen in your blood. So as long as you can keep the heart pumping for a while, you're still going to be getting oxygen into your brain. Brain damage doesn't start to kick in until the 4 minute mark. And then it's four to 6 minutes after that the brain damage becomes so severe that
my brain damage kicked in at birth.
Once you get to the point where somebody is going unconscious and then you have to make sure that they have lost pulse, then you start the chest compression.
913-586-7798. He's Dan. He's Sam. She's Dana. I'm Scott.
Learn the Heimlich, people.
On KMBZ.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.